This episode of CoreCast was brought to you by the following sponsor.
Welcome, welcome. What brings you to my home? You look lost. Well, I know what can help. When I am lost and need news and information, I go to the USGS newsroom at www.usgs.gov/newsroom. Now, how about a bite?
Happy Halloween, everybody, and stay tuned for our show. Hello and welcome. You're listening to the USGS CoreCast, episode 15 for October 2007. I'm Steve Sobieszczyk. Or that's actually what I would say if I were alone. But today we're doing a little something special. We're doing a Meet the USGS episode. So I'll start again and say, hello, I'm Steve Sobieszczyk.
I'm Scott Horvath.
I'm Dave Hebert.
And I'm John Clemens.
And there you go. As you can see, I am not alone. We have quite a few people today. We have most of our CoreCast crew that are going to be teaming up to describe what it is the USGS does and how we share our information.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. We decided that if we were going to share some of our insider knowledge about the USGS, we should do it with a group of USGS insiders, so to speak.
We're also diversifying the perspective as Scott and I are from the East Coast here at USGS headquarters in Reston, Virginia.
While John and myself are going to give the left coast perspective as we're from Tacoma and Portland, respectively. Okay, enough with the introduction pleasantries. John, you're up first. Can you give us a little insider knowledge about what it is the USGS actually does?
Sure, Steve. One way of thinking about the USGS might be summed up in the phrase, disasters are us. You know, we monitor natural hazards to protect people and property, and you've probably heard about our monitoring of volcanoes. Certainly Mount St. Helens is a big example. We also monitor for earthquakes, both in the U.S. and around the world, and related to that, we help out with tsunami monitoring. We help out with the warning systems, whether it's in Indonesia or along our own coasts. So floods, droughts, hurricanes, landslides, our earth sciences provide the information that people need to protect themselves. The USGS is a science agency, and we have about 10,000 scientists across the country, and in fact, a lot of them are stationed all over the world. We have four science disciplines. Water resources is one of them. Water resources studies the groundwater, the rivers, and streams, and gauges the flow in all the rivers across the country. We have the geology discipline, and of course, they study rocks and minerals, as well as the movement of Earth's plates, the tectonic plates, and seismic activities. And of course, getting back to minerals, that's where the USGS got its start back in the 1870s, and I guess that would be the G in USGS. We also do advanced studies of the Earth in other ways. We're looking at biodiversity and ecological processes that are part of our most recent science edition, biological resources. So invasive species, West Nile virus, avian flu, these are just a few examples of our biological work. Environmentally, we're looking at contamination, pollution, water quality, those kinds of things. And in fact, the USGS was the first to develop methods that could detect very small concentrations of prescription drugs and even caffeine in rivers and streams across the U.S. Other science topics that the USGS investigates includes coastal erosion, climate change, glaciers, and land subsidence, like along the Gulf Coast, where some areas of land are actually sinking. So that's a brief summary of some of the things that we're doing and basically what we're all about.
Hey, John, not to interrupt, but being a former geographer, you might want to actually mention the geography discipline.
Well, that's right, Steve. You know, in fact, I forgot to mention the geography folks. They'll never forgive me if I don't. Of course, we're known for our maps, the topographic maps, but we're also providing what they call geospatial data, or geographic information data, that relates in the computer what's on the ground, so that we can do advanced and sophisticated analyses for many issues, whether it's for water quality or earthquake monitoring or any of the other sciences as well. So geography is an important component of the USGS.
Now, such a diversity of research topics, it might be surprising to some of our listeners. actually thinking about my wife on this one, where I think all she thinks the USGS does is make topo maps or T-sheets for you hip cats out there. Speaking of which, David, can you explain what type of products, in addition to topo maps, that the USGS produces, as well as how else we share our information? And don't forget to mention the CoreCast, because believe it or not, we are shameless enough to plug ourselves within ourselves.
Sure thing, shameless Steve. As your wife so astutely observed, we do make maps. We make geologic maps, hydrologic maps, photo image maps, thematic maps with all kinds of info such as ancient Native American tribes, cultures, and languages, monthly sunshine, vegetation, tectonic features, and more, and of course, topographic maps. We also offer some interactive ways to look at a lot of this map info online. One is the National Map, which lets you overlay maps with different info, and another is the Map Locator and Downloader, which lets you download or order a map of any part of the U.S. We also offer satellite, aerial, and other remotely sensed imagery, including infrared, LIDAR, and multispectral, which has nothing to do with specters, despite the fact that it's Halloween, as well as ground-based images of places such as Antarctica and historical images you can compare side-by-side with newer images of the same location. As with maps, we have interactive online ways of looking at images, including Earth Explorer, which lets you pick a place and see what imagery we have available. And then there are publications, and man, do we have publications. Tens of thousands of them. We have fact sheets, posters, circulars, booklets, and other reports on an almost countless number of science topics. Some of these date back more than 100 years, so they're also a really cool way to sort of look at the history of the USGS in its science. And finally, we provide data. We have web-streamed info about water levels in streams and rivers nationwide, as John mentioned. We have data about natural hazards such as earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and much more, as he also mentioned. And we also provide data and software that scientists and other professionals can download from our website and use in their research.
And don't forget about the USGS CoreCast.
Yes, Steve, and the USGS CoreCast, which we use as a more informal way of getting our science out.
So we've heard from everybody except Scott. Ball's in your court. How about you finish strong and tell people what they can do if they want to learn more about the USGS efforts or products? What if they want to visit one of our facilities or if they want to contact one of our scientists? What should they do?
Well, Steve, there are actually many ways that people can learn about the USGS efforts. The obvious one, of course, is to visit the USGS website at usgs.gov. And if you're familiar with listening to our podcast, you've probably heard us say that over and over again. But the big things by far that people want when they visit our sites are, of course, maps, satellite images, publications. Actually, we've just updated our maps, imagery, and publications website to help people find what they're looking for much easier. Sometimes, though, you just want to get a personal response back from someone. We can help out with that as well. While you're at the USGS website, you can click the little contact USGS link at the top and send us an email. You can find contacts for our various state offices. You can get directions to our facilities and even speak to someone personally through the handy-dandy 1-888 number. Speaking of visiting one of our facilities, I have to tell everyone that the USGS headquarters in Reston, Virginia, is actually having its open house this Saturday on November 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And this is a great event for the entire family. We're going to have over 80 exhibits. Many of them are going to be hands-on activities for parents, young adults, and children also. You can even get the little ones to do some of our famous fish painting. Now, I can tell you what, nothing makes you feel more like a man or a woman than slapping a rubber fish into a bucket of paint and throwing it on some paper. I'm all over that one. If you're interested in coming to the open house, then go to usgs.gov/open house. It's all one word, open house, to learn a little bit more. For those of you interested in USGS events in other parts of the country, check out the Science in Your Backyard website on the USGS homepage to find contact information for a USGS facility near you. Or you can call or email the facility to see if they have anything else going on.
That's about all we have for today's episode. It's a different approach that we're normally used to. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a quick look, I guess you can say, into what it is the USGS does, what products we put out, and what you can probably get from the USGS that you may not be aware of. So thanks for listening.
And don't forget that you can contact us at corecast@usgs.gov.
Also, don't forget to tell your friends, colleagues, coworkers, family members, and even random people on the street to tune in. We're doing what we're doing for you. And yes, we are shameless when it comes to plugging CoreCast.
And don't forget to subscribe early and often and anywhere you can find. So go to your favorite podcast directory and subscribe there, or you can subscribe through our USGS Corecast website. So if you like what you're hearing, let us know. You can do that through the email, corecast@usgs.gov. Or if you want to have us change something, or if there's something you want to hear more of, or if you just want to have us keep, you know, Scott off the air, we can do that as well.
Hey, watch it there.
Well, Scott, he's right, if that's what our listeners want.
In all seriousness, though, let us know what you'd like to hear, and we'll see if we can pull some strings and get into future episodes. In fact, Corecast episode 8, if you recall, was a submit a question episode. We did get some good insight from people on that one, and we're always open for more ideas. With that, don't forget to check out the links in our show notes. It's a great way to get access to greater depth of the information that we're providing here.
And also, if you're curious what the USGS is doing in your area, feel free to contact your local science center and be sure to tell them that we sent you.
Okay, well, that's it for today, guys. Check us out in a few weeks.
Thanks for listening to the USGS Corecast. Corecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior.
And this is the USGS Corecast team. Until next time, rock on.